This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can.
Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Rebecca from Rockland.
Hey, girl.
Hi, morning, Kennedy. Morning, Carson.
Good morning. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yes, Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
You just got kicked out by a biochemist, Kennedy. What do you do in What do you do in biochemistry?
Quality control. So everything that's produced needs to meet certain specifications, so I test it, make sure that it's up to snuff.
I'm just thinking about Breaking Bad right now, yeah. Dan.
What is tungsten on the periodic table of elements?
You know, that's too early in the morning. Please don't do this to me.
Is it TS?
I think it's TU. I don't even know.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right.
I just ask them. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Five pop culture trivia questions. So you get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio.
It's W.
Tungsten is W.
Yep. Science.
That's funny. Question number one. Stephen Colbert asked Robin Wright if her character Jenny is actually the villain in Forrest Gump. And she said, quote, "Think about how she treated Forrest. Not great." Which war does Forrest Gump fight in the movie?
Vietnam.
Question number two. Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, turns 64 today. He took over as the CEO after Apple's black turtleneck-wearing co-founder passed away. What was his name?
Yep.
Question number three. Kim Kardashian shut down her 8-year-old son's YouTube channel due to some crass posts.
8-year-olds don't need a YouTube channel anyways.
Apparently he was reposting stuff supporting Donald Trump, and she didn't like that. Who has the most subscribers in the world now on YouTube?
That soccer guy.
All right. You're talking about Ronaldo? Question number four. Shawn Mendes revealed that even after their 2021 breakup, Camila Cabello would still be the first person he would call in a crisis. They had a duet that went to number one in the country. Name the song.
Senorita La La La.
Question number five. Sydney Sweeney is making the big bucks now. She went from earning about $2 million for the romantic comedy Anyone But You to making $7.5 million for the upcoming thriller The Housemaid.
Good for her.
Sydney Sweeney got her big break on which HBO series about troubled teenagers?
I have absolutely no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
W, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy, do you know...
Sometimes why?
I'm sorry?
Do you know the periodic table symbol for tungsten?
No.
Well, neither does anyone else in school.
No. We learned it was W. I thought it was TS. Dan thought it was TU. The biochemist had no idea. And the internet told us it was W.
Well, you know, because the other ones were already taken, I imagine, by
Yeah, what is that
those
about?
Because there's new elements. Never mind.
I have Rebecca getting 3 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
All right, well done, my friend.
These are difficult. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Stephen Colbert asked Robin Wright if her character Jenny is actually the villain in Forrest Gump. And she said, and I quote, "Think about it. She treated, think about how she treated Forrest. Not great." Which war does Forrest Gump fight in the movie?
Vietnam.
Tied at 1. Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, turned 64 today. He took over as CEO after Apple's black turtleneck wearing co-founder passed away. What was his name?
Steve Jobs.
2-2. Kim Kardashian shut down her 8-year-old son's YouTube channel due to some crass posts. Who has the most subscribers in the world on YouTube?
On YouTube?
On the YouTube.
Oh, YouTube.
I don't really know. It's one of those YouTubers. I don't know.
Yeah, Mr. Beast.
Oh, sure.
Mr. Beast.
I watch his videos sometimes. They're quite good.
I know. He does lots of good things.
Tied to 2. Question number 4. Shawn Mendes revealed that even after their breakup in 2021, Camila Cabello would still be the first person he'd call in a crisis. They had a duet reach number 1 in the country. Name the song.
Señorita?
Is he not close with his family? You don't call your mom or dad? You going to jail?
Sweetie, you're my call on everything. You are my
true.
You're my emergency contact for
that's
every
true.
Doctor I have
no,
for
I
this place.
That's true.
If I go on a trip, you're my emergency
yeah,
contact.
Yeah, but we've known each other 26 years.
It's
they've
you.
Known each other like 3.
Well.
3-3, question number 5. Sydney Sweeney is making the big bucks now, Kennedy.
I hope so.
She went from earning $2 million for the rom-com Anyone But You to $7.5 million for the upcoming thriller The Housemaid.
A paltry $2 million.
Sydney Sweeney, you got a big break on which HBO series about troubled teenagers?
Oh, it's not White Lotus. It's someone. Euphoria.
Euphoria is it. Look at you. You're a regular young person now.
Nice.
You're a Gen Z-er.
I would not go that far.
R.I.P. Angus Cloud.
From the 508, the periodic table of elements is based on the Latin names for the elements, and therefore the symbols are based on the Latin names. I don't know the Latin name for tungsten, but that's what it has to do with having the W. Dan, could you look up the Latin name, please, of tungsten?
Yeah, let's just take the whole show and do periodic table talk.
Rebecca, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. We do appreciate you playing, but you did win a pair of tickets
Wolfram.
To go see... What?
Wolfram.
Wolfram?
Duh.
I think I'm going to dress up as that for Halloween next year.
It comes from the mineral wolframite.
I'm going to hold you to it.
I love learning new things.
Wolfram sounds like it'd be a good German death metal song.
I'm going to be the periodic table of elements next year for Halloween.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations. You won a pair of tickets to Derek Hough's Dance for the Holidays, November 6th at the Box Center Wang Theater. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. You enjoy those tickets, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
My name's Rebecca from Rockland, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Kennedy, you got the tungsten.
You in the car. Did you get Kennedy today? Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Ashley from Sterling.
Hey, good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, that's Max Kennedy, who's on his way to school.
Hey, Max.
Max, what did you dress up as for Halloween?
Lego Man.
Oh, great costume. We did a homemade Lego family costume a few years back.
It was so good.
Yeah, that's a great costume. Everything is awesome.
When you're part of a team, Carson.
That's right. All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
You want to say it?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Just got kicked out by a Lego man.
All right, so how this works, 5 trivia questions that are all pop culture. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you, and she is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Today in 1512, the masterpiece painted on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel was unveiled after more than 4 years of work. Can you name the Italian artist who created the work?
Michelangelo.
Bruce Springsteen opened his Halloween night show in Montreal with Ghostbusters. What is the name of the green ghost from Ghostbusters?
Judo? No.
Slimer.
Yeah. Good job, Max.
Nice job. Shout out to Max. Question number three.
Renaissance man.
Hailey Bieber gave fans a first glimpse of her and Justin's son, Jack Blues, with a sweet photo posted on social media. Name the Bieber song with this classic line. Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
Love Yourself.
Question number four.
Yeah, Love Yourself.
Penn Badgley turns 38 today. He played Dan Humphrey on Gossip Girl and Joe Goldberg on which Netflix series that will air its upcoming fifth and final season?
You.
And question number five. Barack Obama doesn't mind that his daughter Malia dropped her last name in her professional life. He says both his kids are very stubborn about receiving help from their parents. Obama is the only president ever to be born in this state. Name the state.
Hawaii?
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! All right, just got interesting.
Max, how do you think your mom did?
Probably pretty good.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Max thinks his mom did pretty good.
All right.
Ashley did pretty good.
Okay.
5 out of 5.
Woo!
That's actually
perfect. Yeah, woo!
That is perfect. Now, these are tough, Kennedy. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the drama.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Today in 1512, the masterpiece painted on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel was unveiled after more than 4 years of work. Name the Italian artist who created the work.
Michelangelo.
Bruce Springsteen opened his Halloween night show in Montreal with Ghostbusters. What is the name of the green ghost from Ghostbusters?
Slimer.
Hailey Bieber gave fans a first glimpse of her and Justin's son, Jack Blues, on social media. Name the Bieber song with this classic line.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Love Yourself?
Such an underrated burn. My mama don't like you and she likes everyone.
Penn Badgley turns 38 today. He played Dan Humphrey on Gossip Girl and Joe Goldberg on which Netflix series that will air its upcoming fifth and final season?
You.
Barack Obama doesn't mind that his daughter Malia dropped their last name for her professional life. He says both of his kids are very stubborn about receiving help from their parents. Obama is the only president ever born in this state.
Why?
All right, question number one. You said Michelangelo, yes. Even a Ninja Turtle is named after him. Tied at one.
It's
question
true.
Number
All
two.
All 4 of the Ninja Turtles are named after Italian Renaissance painters.
Slimer. I'm going to skip question number three. Question number 4 was you. Question number 5, Hawaii. And question number 3, you said love yourself. That is correct, Kennedy. 5-5.
I lost for sure.
The final score. And with a 5-5 tie, even though you don't win, we're going to give you the money because it makes our boss Sal mad.
Yay!
You're going to have to break Max off a piece of that because he knew Slimer and you didn't.
He did. I'll have to give him a little bit of something.
As his lawyer, he's going to need about at least 40%.
Well, congratulations on winning the $100. Unfortunately,
Thank
though.
You.
You and Max have something to say to Kennedy before you go.
What do you want to say? We are Ashley.
I'm Max from Sterling, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
Oh, but you can tie.
But we can tie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Melissa from Holbrook.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're
living
doing
the dream.
Melissa believes she did her last trick or treating with her youngest child last night too.
It happens.
Yep.
How
it's
old?
Sad.
How old
so
is she?
Sad. She just turned 11.
Yep.
She got the invite to go with. She's in fifth grade. Some of her friends are in sixth. She got the invite to go and said she'd stay with us. But I don't think we're going to get that next year.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And girls are more mature than boys.
100%.
Yeah, I'll probably suck her into it. We might just also just hide in bushes along the way and watch them. So that's my other thought.
These are my people, Kennedy.
So like just staying home and chilling isn't part, like instead of having to do all the hoopla hoopla, you can just sit at home and give out candy to kids?
Nope, we need to go spy on them, jump out of bushes, scare them.
I feel we need to play like cats in the cradle for all these parents who are sad they're losing their children.
Can we move on, Dan? Melissa,
little
will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture stuff. You answer more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Kennedy is now gone into that studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready, Melissa?
I am.
The Weeknd has a new song and music video called Sao Paulo. Sao Paulo is a major city in which country?
Brazil.
The Chainsmokers did a couple's costume for Halloween. They dressed up as Remy and Linguini from which hit Pixar movie about a rat who dreams of being a chef?
Ratatouille.
Nelly turns 50 this weekend. Nelly just had a child in July with which R&B singer?
No idea. Nothing.
Question number four is 12 years ago today in 2012, Gmail became the world's most popular email service. It passed which other email service for number one in that spot?
No, it's AOL Mail.
Question number four, Gremlins tops the list of the best Christmas horror movies. Owning a gremlin came with three rules. What are they?
Don't get them wet. Don't feed them after midnight.
This is the one everyone forgets.
Yeah. That's it. That's all I got.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. Let's see. One, two. All right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Melissa got 2 out of 5 right.
All right. Good job.
Not really, but that's okay.
Was there any candy tax in your house this morning after your daughter went to school?
Always. There's always candy tax. All the Snickers, all the Reese's.
Yeah,
You got to lay the hammer down, Carson. Lay the hammer down.
Can you come to my house and lay the hammer down, please?
I absolutely could.
No. Melissa's like, I'm coming to Charlestown. I'm going to teach you how to be a man.
I'm on the way. I got my husband's Dodge Ram right now. We'll be in Charlestown. We'll find that candy. Sorry.
Can we save that audio for out of context drops at the end of the year, Kennedy?
What?
Come to my house and lay the hammer down.
Sure thing, Carson. Sure thing.
Sorry. All
right. 2 out of 5, right? These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yep.
The Weeknd has a new song and music video. It's called Sao Paulo. Sao Paulo is a major city in which country?
Brazil?
Tied at 1. The Chainsmokers did a couple's costume for Halloween. They dressed up as Remy and Linguini from which Pixar movie about a rat who dreams of being a chef?
A Ratatouille.
Top 3 animated movie for me.
Oh, wow.
Top 3.
It's good, but I don't think I can do that.
Oh, top 3. I love it. Just love it. Question number 3. Nelly turns 50 this weekend. Nelly just had a child in July with which R&B singer?
Ashanti.
Ashanti is right. 3-2. 12 years ago today, in 2012, Gmail became the world's most popular email service. It passed which other email service for the number one spot?
AOL?
Hotmail. 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 By the way, have you heard about...
I said AOL, too.
Have you heard about Gemini for email?
No.
Look that up.
No.
Look up Gemini for email.
No.
You can turn over your email to a robot.
No, thank you.
No.
This is how you get Skynet.
Gremlins top a list of the best Christmas horror movies. I did see a family out dressed as Gremlins last night at Halloween. Owning a Gremlin came with three rules, Kennedy. What are they?
Okay. Don't feed them after midnight. You can't get them wet.
And here's the one everyone forgets.
Don't leave them in a bar because they'll take it over.
Bright light, bright light, bright light.
Gotta avoid bright lights.
No.
Does the bright lights make them do something bad? Like the water and the food does?
Turns them into one of them things.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Avoid bright light. Mm. Don't get them wet. And whatever you do, don't feed them after midnight.
That's when they become evil.
Then your Mogwai aren't Mogwaiing anymore.
My mother said after we saw that movie for the first time, she goes, was Steven Spielberg just really drunk? And he was like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I remember that like it was yesterday.
That scene in the restaurant where the gremlins are hanging.
Oh, in the bar? Forget
in the bar.
It. It's
yeah,
the
it's a bar restaurant.
Ever.
And when they're spinning around on the fan, I just never laughed so much in my life. 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Melissa, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Melissa from Holbrook, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.